Scopas Betwell, who lives in a Juba suburb, says South Sudan is turning into a chaotic market for foreigners who are involved in all sorts of businesses across the country. He says the government should open a market at the border with Uganda for foreign vendors who wants to invest in the country.
I went to Konyokonyo at some point, and it was exclusively Ugandans selling fruit, selling avocados, selling bananas, selling Irish potato, including green pepper. And I was asking myself, can the South Sudan government come up with a protection mechanism that allows South Sudanese to be the one selling these things? Because that's how you allow your people to grow economically.
Many foreign businesses rushed to South Sudan in 2011 after the country got independence from Sudan. Since then, business opportunities in the country have attracted traders from Ethiopia, Uganda, Kenya, Somalia, Eritrea, and Egypt. Neal Todd, another Juba resident, says the large number of foreign vendors poses a threat to local traders who are struggling to stay in business.
Now there is many Ethiopian just came with their empty hand, with their empty back, coming to South Sudan that they are the business people, which is not true. We need to identify those who are coming to our country. What kind of business are they going to come and conduct? For my opinion, we can only allow those who may come and invest carrying their own money, deposit them in our central bank, then regulate them to avoid inflation in our economy.
Scopa says the people of South Sudan have no government protection to prevent local businesses from collapsing.
As a South Sudanese, I feel we South Sudanese have never had enough protection from our authorities, from the government, to be able to grow. I think we open our doors to the neighboring countries or to foreign nationals rather too soon, in my opinion. We needed to first develop policies that will help us grow rapidly. We needed to have monetary policies that support, that provide loans to our people, develop our cooperative societies, develop our banks that will be able to give out loans.
Tiktik Mayardit, deputy mayor for social service in Juba City Council, says South Sudan has laws in place to regulate foreigners conducting businesses in the country, but they are not enforced.
But now, if we talk to them as a people of city council and tell them that this is not supposed to be done in this way, you are caught in another way. Because these are the people which are supposed to bring us the law which they are having there so that we come and implement them. And we empowered our people in that sector so that our people can understand. Not because we don't like the foreigners, but this is not the time now. They should come to us.
Tik calls on relevant government agencies to defend the interests of local traders. Viola Melka sells ladies' clothes in Juba. She says vendors like her faces challenges and that the foreign traders in the city pose unnecessary competition for local traders.
We are facing a lot of challenges inside there. But now what can we do as a citizen? There is nothing, because even sometimes even our landlord want to remove us from the shop to give it to foreigners because they pay much money. Even me myself, when I went to city council to go and talk to the director, to the person that is collecting money for rubbish, the director told me, you know, I prefer foreigners better than you people, our citizens, because when we come, we want money, you will always give us excuse. So if someone like that refused to listen to you, whom do you think that will listen to us as citizens?
South Sudan's Ministry of Interior grants work permits for foreigners operating businesses in South Sudan. But some residents and local traders say the process of acquiring work permits have been abused by foreigners who use inappropriate avenues to obtain papers for their businesses. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias reporting from Juba.